This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Sex Talk on CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is unscripted. This is on radio. And I think this morning is without a doubt uncensored.
Hell yeah.
So, I promised my daughter Amy I was going to do this.
What?
So, here we go.
Okay.
Masturbation!
Oh, my word. Is that for Masturbation Month?
That's what we are talking about this morning.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Masturbation! I can't start.
No, you go deep.
Masturbation.
There we go, because it's serious stuff.
Okay.
And a very special guest, a new friend, Bruce Little.
Thank you. Thank you. I would sing as well. Masturbation the Musical is quite a... There's an idea there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It'll have to be a one-hander, though.
very good.
Good man.
Absolutely.
Not so little.
Yes. And we hope Claudine's going to be with us soon, which will be pretty cool.
She will punch up.
Masturbation. National Masturbation Month. I like self-pleasuring as a term more. Because for me, masturbation is always this little kind of teenage guilty kind of word, you know?
Yeah.
So I like self-pleasuring, self-love. But I'm getting happier with masturbation. And if you think about it, it's one of those terms that have so many different phrases to describe it. Wanking and jacking off and jerking off and jilling off and spanking the monkey and rubbing one out and a list. If you look on Google, you'll find thousands. Literally thousands.
Mm. For
men and for women. Mm-hmm. And
the armed struggle.
Yeah, It kind of goes on and on and on and on and on and on. When you can't come, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
It does. Sometimes people take it very seriously.
Absolutely. So that is what we are talking about today. So please join our conversation on 0861-555-189. We're on WeChat. We're on Twitter as, what are we on Twitter
Sex Talk underscore Cliff C.
Cool bananas. So please join us, but let us start with this.
Ninja Sex, Chocolate Starfish, Twitter Bag, Philippa GM.
Today's dirty dictionary word is...
Vorfreude.
Dirty dictionary word.
What?
Vorfreude.
Oh, Jonty, when did we go to German?
Well, it's actually, the more I think about this, the more I love the word. Any idea what that might be?
Vorfreude.
Mm.
Clueless.
Tamar, any idea?
No, but it sounds to me like something completely perverted, and I am agreeing with it.
Okay. It's not perverted. It's actually, it's beautiful.
Really?
Yes.
So why does it sound like a curse?
I don't know, because...
Is it anything like Schadenfreude?
No.
Where you enjoy somebody else's pain?
No.
Is it sex Freud's style?
No.
Okay.
No, you're getting further and further and
That's
further
okay.
away.
That's okay. Further and further is our middle name.
So we will talk about that a little bit later.
All right.
So where did International Masturbation Month come from? Any idea?
No.
Bruce?
No. I just know that there's 2 dates people have been fighting about when it is. Whether it's the 7th of May or the 26th.
The 28th.
28th, yeah.
So the 28th is the big day. So that's when everybody around the world needs to get their hands in their pants, play with yourself, have a fucking amazing orgasm, and there we go. This is the story as I have read it and as I remember it. And I'm always happy to be corrected if I get anything wrong.
This is the tale about how the sex messiah will be here. Everybody will have an orgasm.
And you know when the first masturbation day was? 1995.
Oh, that's just like
so
now.
So nobody was masturbating before 1995.
It's a new thing.
That's when it started.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the story that I heard. The Surgeon General...
It went viral.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Surgeon General of America was a woman at the time and stood up and made a statement in some press conference about how masturbation was really healthy and happy and fun and all of those things. A whole lot of people, as they tend to do, got really upset. And she was actually dismissed from her job.
Mm.
Sex toy company called Lelo, big toy company,
yeah,
decided to take this to court. And they won the case. Mm. I don't know if she was reinstated. I don't know the details of that. But to celebrate, they decided there needed to be a national, international masturbation day. And that extended into a month. That's how it began.
Okay.
And that's where it started.
Cool. That's something awesome.
Absolutely.
But yes, obviously this is an activity that was there when you, not even humans, everybody masturbates. Like any animal masturbates.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean the bonobo, tribe of monkeys, they actually settle a whole lot of disputes and things
through masturbation.
Mm. Yeah. So
hell, why not?
So if we were all happy wankers, we would all be more peaceful. We would probably be much more relaxed. We would be less stressed. So nice of you to join us. Thank you very much.
She's
we
just
have
doing a po- having a point of master
time
patient.
Frames
she's
here.
Like
otherwise, we do have a paddle in the office next door.
No, no,
and
she
you
was
will
just
have
busy
to be the recipient.
She was masturbating a little
that
bit for masturbation month.
You know that is why I am late, so that I can be paddled.
Okay, well, please do not,
Brucey
do not tempt
know
us
each other
because
we,
you know exactly
only,
what it is.
I do. We don't only know each other. We have a true love connection.
Oh.
Bruce and I have been improvising together for a gazillion years.
So masturbation is like the ultimate improv.
Mm.
It really is. It really is.
That's pretty cool.
There's no format.
No.
Exactly. Very titillating.
So, sometimes you feel like this and sometimes you feel like that.
Yeah.
You know what? But masturbation can be also patent. People do the same thing just
yes
because it's guilt. Oh, it's, yeah. Okay. It's the most. Right after sex comes masturbation. That's the worst second thing. Like, to have sex is a very sinful thing. To masturbate sometimes.
No, masturbate is much more
much
sinful
worse
than having sex.
True, because you do it yourself.
Yeah, because sex is still condoned in certain spaces, in certain contexts. So if you're in a relationship, you're allowed to have sex. If you're
true
married, you're allowed to have sex.
Yeah,
because sex
that
makes babies.
That's
masturbation
right
doesn't make anything
doesn't,
but pleasure.
And that's you're spilling
it
your seed,
that's
which is
it
a waste of the,
yeah,
good, the good stuff.
Yeah,
mm.
And you know, I'll tell you something serious, because over the years I have worked with some quite traditional religious Jewish couples. And there's a big
oy vey,
a big thing in a lot of the religious Jewish community, and I think it comes with all conservative communities. Sex is painful for women.
Oh.
Because it's forced. There's very little sexual knowledge. There's very little foreplay. And you can't teach them stuff like expanded orgasm. You can't teach them linga massage. You can't teach them oral sex because he's not allowed to come outside of her body.
What is linga massage?
Ah. What is...
So lingam is the tantric word for a cock. It means staff of life. Yes.
Yeah.
So that's
remember
what Moses used.
So we spoke about we spoke a little bit about yoni massage.
Let my people
lingam
go.
Lingam massage for men, which is really, really cool.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got an interesting thing here, which is a whole lot of myths about masturbation.
Cool.
First one is 98% of people masturbate and the other 2% are lying.
Mm, that's a joke? That's just a joke, not a fact. Okay. Yeah, everybody masturbates.
Yeah, simple truth. So what happens is when we are small, we spend a great deal of time with our hands in our pants because it feels comfortable. It's nice. That's all.
It's soothing. Like when you are sick, I love to sleep either like this or with my hands
so
under my arms.
That's it. You have to describe.
Or my hands.
I'm taking a picture.
My hands between my thighs like this because it's really warm.
That's it.
It's a great way to warm up.
Yeah.
These winter nights, if you're lying in bed and the sheets are cold, You'll be warm in like 5 minutes.
That's it.
And relaxed.
Yeah.
So we're told, don't touch. It's dirty. It's nasty. It's horrible. You're going to go blind. It's going to fall off. You're going to get hairy palms and all those things. I would probably need 2 guide dogs by now if that was the case. So what happens is we become very separated from our genitals. That would actually be quite... We've got to do the picture after the show is one person with their hands in their pants, one with their hands under their armpit. Somebody blindfolded.
Yeah.
So we become very separate from our genitals. And then we grow up with all kinds of myth and misinformation and guilt and shame and embarrassment and judgment about our genitals. And we become further separated from our genitals. And then boys get all of the stuff about size and girls get all of the stuff about smells and all sorts of things that make us very disconnected from this amazing and beautiful part of our body. And then masturbation becomes very guilt-ridden because you can't do it in public.
Damn it.
Did Absolutely. You watch it? Speaking about can't do it in public, did you watch that video in Israel? Was it in Israel? I don't know. No, maybe it wasn't. Maybe I was dreaming about that. But it was on a bus somewhere in the world.
Okay.
Some dude just literally showed this lady
his dick. Yeah.
Like pulled it out on the bus.
And she chopped it off.
No, but she started going insane. She was like punching him. And then all the women around saw what was happening and started punching him as well and like kicking him and shouting at him. And the bus driver pulled over outside the police station and he was arrested.
So it's safe to say she didn't like what she That's saw. It's right. obviously not a pretty one.
Yeah. It was tiny, short, shriveled, and to the left. Yeah.
Don't want no.
That is actually not the right response. But
keep it in your pants in public.
All my friends had those.
Yeah. Well, unless they paid you to be there That's and it. Dance and take it all off. Yeah.
They'd never take it off, by the way. Bruce, they never take it all off. We tried, we paid. Or maybe it's just me. I don't know. It's just I've been paying a lot. They don't see
the end. If all else fails, there's another career choice for you.
Or for that guy.
Yeah.
There we go.
He's willing to take it
the
all.
The full Monty.
Yeah, because there's always someone willing to watch. Mm. And there's everybody's got their own little kink and fetish of what's going to attract them.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the good stuff of self-pleasuring. Because that's what's really important. The real good stuff.
Health benefits.
Yeah. What can you learn from it? What is this all about? What do we get from this? So we get pleasure, but so much more than that. And in the field of conscious sexuality, when we look at this, at self-pleasuring and on the self-pleasuring workshops and lessons, we talk about firstly how you can have a whole lot more pleasure and then how you can use your sexual energy for meditation, for healing, for growth, for spiritual experiences. Mm. And that's when it gets really fun and exciting. And then it actually moves into making love with yourself. And that's the real beauty and power. And that gives us the most amazing range of experiences. Because as you said, Tamar, it falls into a pattern. I am my right hand or my left hand. Or my joke is you can have your own little threesome with Janet and Philippa. And off we go.
I mean, the energy that is created during orgasm is a creation energy, a manifestation energy.
Through orgasm or through making love or masturbating?
Is actually released?
But it's the energy of
orgasm.
The orgasm that's the creation. How it happens becomes kind of secondary in a way.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to get to is that it's actually a very powerful thing.
Mm. So here, you want a little tip on how to do that? How to actually use it?
I love tips.
Okay, here's how you do it. So this is a part of a wonderful field called sex magic. Getting into hoodoo voodoo. Come on, I want a hoodoo voodoo sound effect, please.
Hoodoo voodoo hoodoo.
There
voodoo,
we go.
Voodoo, voodoo.
That's my tribal, inner tribal girl coming out.
Okay, this is how you do it. It's a good thing to either draw a picture or make a little kind of model, a representation of what it is you'd like to create or manifest, what you'd like to bring into your life.
Mm.
And make it really, really specific.
Yes. Okay. I want a red bicycle. I want a red bicycle.
Okay, so draw a picture of a little red bicycle. Wow. Or find a picture of a red bicycle in a magazine. Do you want a dildo on the seat of the bicycle?
Yes, please.
Yes, obviously.
Have you seen those? That as you're turning the pedals, the dildo goes up and down?
Yes.
There we go.
She goes, ah.
Try spinning.
Do you know, that would be the most awesome little funny video. You have like a whole spinning class full of bikes with dildos on in a class.
It like is, by the way, the best incentive to have this spinning.
Yeah. The spinning classes would be packed out 24 hours a day.
It will,
there we go.
You'll have to work against your own self because you get to like 7, 8, 9 and you have to stop to release a bit of tension.
You'll be feeling a different kind of burn.
There we go. Virgin Active, you may use the idea with pleasure as long as we can film it.
As long as we can use it.
Yeah.
Sanitation will be a different story, but hey.
Well, you bring your own towel. You know, bring your own attachment.
Yeah, maybe you buy your own.
Make sure it's size,
but
you
have a small one.
As you walk in the door, somebody will have a box of dildos that you can buy to attach to your bike.
That's wonderful. I want a purple one. Claudine wants a red one, apparently.
So you can pick different sizes, you know.
Yeah.
And you can start out with like a really thin one. And as you get further into the class, you can change.
We're really getting into this idea.
Yeah, sure.
But for the guys, it can be an amazing prostate massage because they're so like, oh my God, don't touch my. So I won't touch it. Let the dildo touch
it. And it can even be like a butt plug with a charger.
What
like a vibration thing. So as you pedal faster.
Just a vibrating seat even.
There we go.
Wow.
I don't know. The outside, it gets sometimes a bit numb. Mm. You already have some girls that orgasm while spinning or riding bicycles.
Yes.
I've been to the wrong spinning class.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to your creation.
Yes,
so
yes.
Create a little model of something.
Mm-hmm.
And you focus on it. So meditate on it. Look at this. Really get it into you. And then you enjoy your self-pleasure. And at the moment of orgasm, you let that image, that idea, that picture go out into the world and you let it go.
Wow.
And that's how you do it.
I'd heard it as well, which is why I brought it up, is about setting intentions before you masturbate. So my intention for the session is not only for me to love my body, to orgasm, but it's also for me to manifest a cup of coffee or whatever, you know. So
let's go through some of the steps of what you've actually said there.
Okay.
Of creating an intention.
Bruce looks confused.
Because you've actually said something amazing, and I don't know that you realize what you've actually said.
I am a genius.
I just don't know
it. Yeah.
But I have been told that before.
Yeah, let's not get too carried away. You know?
This blonde in my hair is fake.
Okay, so the first thing is creating an intention. And that's really important because that's one of the first aspects of conscious and sacred sexuality, is that you're coming together with an intention. There's a purpose to what we're going to do, and we create that. The first part of that is to create a space for yourself to have this experience in. So the physical elements of the space, some really cool music. Think about what kind of experience you want to have. Do you want to have a fire experience? Do you really want to build up that fire and let it go in this huge orgasmic explosion?
Ich bin da 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 da.
That's it. What's that?
A la 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 long. A la 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 long long le long long.
What's that German rock group?
I am not.
Yeah, you know the one I mean with that. Yeah. Anyway, so pick music that will be appropriate to that. Stay away from music with words because...
Because then your mind will think of the lyrics, baby.
There we go. So you want something that's...
Unless you want to sing to yourself a love song.
Yeah, which is okay. So pick appropriate music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Light some candles, some incense. You have to be warm. And I keep talking about this, but you have no idea how important it is. Because if you're not warm, you cannot relax.
That's true. Don't have sex in the Arctic.
So be warm.
In the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which could, outside. That's its own little challenge.
Yeah.
Unless it's a really hot day.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Better than ice cream.
Yeah, but in Joburg, the nights are getting cold.
True.
But do you know where I'm going to be this time next week?
In Mauritius.
On the beach
in
Mozambique.
No, in
Mozambique.
The happiest, with the dolphins.
The happiest person in the planet.
There we go. So... Get some lube, whether you're a man or a woman, get some lube. My personal preference, coconut oil.
Yeah, we talked about it last.
It's another reason to make sure you're warm. Because if it's not melted, you're going to have a hard time.
Get some literally lube. I got a wonderful question on our Q&A that's up on our webpage from somebody last week. That she's exploring all this masturbation stuff. And she's fascinated by all the things in her kitchen and in her fridge that she could use as lube.
Yeah, no, we did say coconut oil was best.
Yeah.
But can I just say something? Well. I went to my gynae when I first was sexually active, and he said to me, stop using lubes. You don't have a 180-year-old vagina. He said, more foreplay.
Can I
Who said that? Can I make
a comment on that?
Yes.
Cuck.
So, yeah, okay. A cuck for our listeners use means shit in Afrikaans.
You can never have enough lube.
There is always time for lubrication.
What is your gynecologist trying to say to you? First, what is this comment? Second, I hope you're not friends, but second, like, is he applying that you get your vagina, like, lazy?
I have no idea.
Have a lazy vagina, Claudine.
Do you want to hear the bad?
I'm doing my Kegels right now.
So do you want to hear the bad joke of the week?
Yesterday I was in an event for 4 hours and I had my eggs in like this. How do you call those?
Kegels.
Those pinky two.
Kegel balls.
They're heavy. Mm. And I had it in for a joke, and then I just couldn't get it out. It was too long, this lecture. And I was like, wow, that is really becoming stressful. But, yeah, so I did my exercise.
So the bad joke of the week about gynecologists. What do a happy dog and a short-sighted gynecologist have in common?
A happy dog and a short-sighted
A wagging tail?
A wet nose.
No.
Sorry, listeners. Wow.
I said it was a bad joke.
For who of you that don't know Jonty, he really loves women. He respects them. It's a joke.
Okay, so create space for yourself.
Yeah.
Then decide where you're going with this experience. And that's kind of quite important because everything that we do sexually generally falls into a pattern. So we start out. And we do the same thing that we've always done within a range of expression. So have an idea. If you're going to make love to yourself, maybe that's not about having an orgasm. Because maybe that involves exploring your whole body. Not just kind of getting to genitals, my cock, my clit, orgasm. Maybe I want to explore my hands, my face, my belly, my thighs, all sorts of things. Not just the goal. That starts to make a difference.
Yeah.
And that goes very much with your intention.
Yeah.
Really, really important.
Mm.
So making love says at the end of the experience, there's going to be more love than when you started.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think what could tie in quite nicely with that is if you're aware of the practical element. So your body releases all these amazing neurotransmitters during the process. And if you can actually line it up with, so if you know that in the process, as you're frothing yourself up into a frenzy, you're working on your body's releasing the cortisol and the dopamine, which is like that natural high feeling. And then when you climax, you release the endorphins, which is the same stuff you get after a really good workout. So if you can tie it in with that, so you can sync it with your natural highs so that your natural highs, as you say, line up perfectly with when you release your intention into the universe.
Yeah. And that means very often that you have to build this up. You have to build it up because you want a lot of power for this.
Mm.
Yeah. It's got a climax.
That's it.
And
so
also,
you build it up in stages.
Don't
build
be afraid to use a mirror.
No,
don't
that's
be afraid.
Awesome.
Just see the junk in your trunk.
Well, that's a very practical thing about it as well, is it's an opportunity for you to check out what's going on down there.
Yeah,
you know, like, how are my nuts? How's everything? Mm. Is everything the way it's supposed to be? Is it all smooth?
Yeah, so like
how's it hanging?
A time of self-examination of your body. And that's the only time that you're ever really going
to
do that.
I went to do my my waxing, and I like to take it all off, you know, that. The gynecologist is going to have a wet nose just helping.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I'm friendly like that. I'm friendly.
Advice number one, don't squirt into your gynecologist.
No. If somebody has either a problem with urination or... Yeah. So she was so cute. I love her. She's like the best beautician. And she comes to me, she says, why is white lady's vagina different than black lady's vagina? She asked me so seriously. And I said to her, what do you mean? She said, white ladies have bigger vaginas than all the black ladies that I see. And I said to her, listen, I have to tell you honestly, I guess it's, you know, there's different bodies. We all have different curves, different, you know, pelvis shape. And then she said, when you touch yourself down there, does it feel good like when I touch? So we had a long discussion about touching. I said, it might look different, but I think it feels the same. So
yeah,
that was
same
a
sensation.
Little, yeah.
Do you know what you should be doing, speaking about bodily hair removal,
and
which has to do with sexuality as well, is laser.
I know.
Laser has changed my life. I have no hair.
I already set my appointment because I want to be smooth forever.
And the new laser feels like this. I'm showing tomorrow what it feels like. Mm-hmm. Like, it literally is a pinch, and there's a little bit of heat.
I know,
it's
in the rest of the world, it's already, like, regulated. Everybody do it in South Africa. It's just
it's
now,
new.
It's new. So everybody around the world is like, fuck laser. It's like all news. Yeah, I know, I'm getting there. I'm so happy. I'm so delighted with the Laserlicious.
Okay, so we need to be very clear on some things here. Whether you have pubic hair or whether you don't does not make any difference to your pleasure.
No.
Or your smell.
No.
Actually, a lot of women
think it's
connected.
It's not
connected to bodily hair, it's not.
Well, it traps some pheromones, which is a good thing.
And that's sometimes
guys are like,
it's like the advert, it's the commercial, like this is where you won't be.
Yeah, but
baby.
according to some of the anthropologists who look at the fact that everything in our body has a purpose, that's one of the purposes of pubic hair.
Mm. Yeah,
that it does trap that, so it can kind of go out into the world.
Yeah.
And make you a bit more attractive.
It's your sex infomercial.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to have to connect to my eyebrows now because I have no idea.
Don't forget to smear them properly before you leave.
You're going to have to kind of keep on dabbing.
So it's not a below the line campaign there. It's above the line.
Oh, the pussy.
Yeah.
Well, at least I found my guy, so
yes,
I'm lucky.
Yeah.
He can go straight to the source.
Yeah.
Doesn't need
you don't need to advertise.
Now, there's an interesting thing. If you put a whole lot of couples in a room, you know they do this on the radio sometimes, and I'm sure it's been on TV and stuff, is how well do you know your partner?
Okay, yeah.
Like, yeah, they play that at Bachelorette.
Yeah, how much do you think you could recognize your partner just kind of from bodily smells? Not only sexual smells.
Mm-hmm.
Like from taste, like could you recognize your partner from the taste of their semen? Would you recognize your partner like from the smell of their neck, for example?
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting one.
It is interesting, and we're not putting attention to some things. It's true.
Yeah.
Not putting enough attention.
Yeah. How well would you be able to recognize that?
Yeah.
There's the whole psychological aspect as well of how many of us are just covering ourselves the whole time in all these chemicals and perfumes and stuff. And in a way, if your partner never gets to really smell how you really smell, what is that saying about how you feel about yourself?
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's quite an interesting consideration.
Yeah.
Honey, you stank.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
Shower.
Yeah. So think about the different things that you can do with a self-pleasuring experience. Because you can really spend that time exploring your body, and you can spend some beautiful time exploring your genitals. So go back to, when was it? 2 weeks ago when we did the Caress of the Passion Flower.
Yes.
So the video is up on our page on the website. And it's the most beautiful thing. And you don't need a partner to do that. You can do that yourself as a woman.
To your own passion flower.
There we go. And that's really beautiful. Mm. One of the most amazing experiences we teach called expanded orgasm. So expanded orgasm is about being in an orgasmic state rather than having an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to the beginning of that.
Jonty's confused. He wants to show what he needs to break for a commercial.
I break for an ad. So let's play this now.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleep Out, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleep Out on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleep Out on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's the CEO Sleepout ZA.co.za.
Okay, back
to Sleepout. I want to go to that Sleepout. Where are we going?
Back to that.
Want to meet your CEO.
Back to that. Expanded orgasm. Expanded orgasm.
So can I do an expanded orgasm jingle?
Please do.
Oh, expand your orgasm, yeah. I got that out of my system.
There we go. Bruce, your addition to that one.
Mine's not as expansive.
Okay. But Bruce sings so nicely. Bruce has a real life singing voice.
Come on, a real life one.
He does. He
you
does.
Can just we sing can you know, a normal
version.
Orgasm.
Okay,
song
let's hear the R&B version.
Baby, your expansive orgasm is blowing my mind.
Very good. And you have an expensive orgasm. Yeah. That's very cool. Is it expensive?
It's like some people add wings onto their houses. Mm. I add onto my orgasm. Mm.
Yeah. Upgrading.
Yeah.
So let's look at this. A good analogy for an orgasm is a wave in the ocean. Starts as a little swirl. It gathers speed and power to this big, wonderful wave. And eventually the wave breaks. If you're riding the wave, once the wave has broken, the ride's over. So to catch the next wave, you have to swim out again through the breakers and wait for your perfect wave, whatever that might be. But imagine this. Imagine that you're riding the wave, and instead of waiting for the wave to break, you jump onto the wave behind that, and the wave behind that, and the wave behind that. And you do that for as long as you like or as long as you can.
Do we do that by holding our breath?
No. Just the opposite.
Oh, by letting it out.
By breathing. So just the opposite. So imagine that from naught to an orgasm is 100%. Okay? So this is how it's going to happen. You stimulate yourself, touch yourself, caress yourself, play with yourself. You build that energy up to about 60, 70%, no more than that. Stop what you're doing. Take a few really deep breaths. Relax your whole body, and as you do that, all the energy, all the sensation you've been building up spreads through your body.
That's amazing.
Touch,
that's so
touch, play, 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 stroke, 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 rub, 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 caress, 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 again.
To 80.
No. Just same kidding. Place. Stop, breathe, relax. That's the key.
Mm.
Don't hold your breath, because as you're breathing, all that sensation, all that energy, all the wonderful feelings in your pelvis, you're spreading through your whole body. Breath is the key to move the energy through your body.
Do you know what I think we should do, John T? I think people are really not connected to their breath at all. I think what we should do now is just a short little breathing exercise of how they can really get into that zone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if you want to do it or you want me to do it.
You may begin.
I will video that because it's so worth it.
It's
Is it going to go on Periscope?
No, we're going to do
Okay, so we'll just post on it
our
afterwards.
Twitter. No, on our Twitter and our podcast page. Okay. Yeah.
It's just actually about intercostal diaphragmatic breathing, which means it's taking the breath from being really shallow and up here in the shoulders and in the chest, taking it a lot lower and more grounded. So what we do is we breathe in through the nose for four. We hold for four, and out for four, and let that out breath be totally sustained. As if you had a candle and a flame in front of you, don't let that candle blow out.
Do you know where that comes from, by the way, that breathing rhythm?
Drama school.
Yoga.
It's
a lot older than drama school, okay? This is thousands of years old. But that's really important because, particularly in conscious sexuality and tantric sex, breath is one of the most powerful tools to use and to move energy and to create different energy experiences.
Mm.
So if you breathe like that, you're going to be creating quite a deep, quite a slow internal energy movement.
And you can also increase the out-breath to 8 to 12 to 16.
And if you want to have a fire experience, then there's a really beautiful fire breath to build that up. So I want to tell you, one of the most awesome workshops we ever did was a practical, full-on, live, self-pleasuring evening. So it was about 10 people. It was in a room that was really dark. So everybody was really nice and safe.
Eyes wide shut.
And what we would do was, I would teach a sexual energy process, and everybody would do it. So we'd do that with the lights on so everybody could see. And then we'd switch the lights off, and everybody would touch and pleasure themselves and build up their energy to have the direct experience of what we'd just done. And then we'd do another one. And that's how we spent
the
evening.
It was like boarding school.
It was awesome.
Soggy Mari's.
Yeah, but one of those, so different breath is a fire breath.
And teach us that breath.
Okay, so the fire breath works with your tummy muscles, with the muscles of your tummy. And it's the opposite kind of breath to what you were talking about. So you start out with your belly really relaxed. So you just kind of let it all sort of hang out.
I'm letting it hang.
Okay, and you breathe in. And as you breathe out, you pull your tummy muscles in and you use that to force the breath out with a sound. So it's... pulling
and
your
no,
tummy muscles
and no,
so
it's not a German
your
porn
tummy
what you
muscles.
Hear right now. It's not.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that creates fire energy because it's a heat energy. Mm. So how do you use these breaths when you're self-pleasuring? This is what you do. You start out for a few minutes. You do some breathing. Even if it's just for a minute or so, which is quite a long time to actually do some breath work if you've never done it before. If you start to get really dizzy or lightheaded, stop.
You don't
until you get
out,
more
yeah.
used to it. So you use the breath, either that really slow, gentle breath, in for a count of four, hold for four, out for a count of four, do that for about a minute, then touch, pleasure, play with yourself. Do that again. Touch, pleasure, play with yourself. Breathe. And every time you do that, you're going deeper into the energy. The same thing with that fire breath. Start with a fire breath, build up some energy, stop breathing. I mean, don't stop breathing, stop doing the breathing. You all get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Touch, pleasure, play with yourself, do it again.
You know,
and that's how you build up that amazing energy experience. Mm.
People don't understand why you should build energy. It sounds for maybe young people, they say, you know, I take a few sips of alcohol or, you know, I have a mm-hmm. good time. I don't need that. I'm having amazing sex or amazing pleasure. And those habits that we really are, as Claudine says, she notices from what she does with comedy and theater, that people don't breathe. Stress, people don't breathe. Masturbation, people don't enjoy their own natural abilities.
Yeah.
The capacity that we can actually be awake, fully awake, be alive, be vital. We prefer to take a Red Bull. We prefer to take another porn. We think that's the best masturbation we're going to have. So maybe it's an offer. Maybe it's just, it's an invitation. Try and play with your own energy, your own breath, your own tools. God, sorry. As an atheist, that was really scary. God gave you.
So much for the
God yeah. gave you. Okay, the universe, biology, whatever
Mother
you choose,
Earth.
To, Mother Earth, whatever you choose to believe, Gaia. You have amazing neurotransmitters, like Bruce said here before, and Jonty also explains. So many amazing hormones. So much. You can feel high after this exercise that Jonty just said. It's naturally high. Mm. You can have the cheapest experience of like MDMA drugs with no drugs. It's amazing. You should understand that these are things that can happen in your body naturally instead of just, you know, grabbing another stimulation outsource, like something external.
It's literally raising your vibration.
That's it.
It's a frequency, yeah.
I think one of the most important things about it as well is that it's keeping energy moving, because anything that stays dormant, that stays still,
dead,
where there's
sick.
No energy, it dies.
Yeah.
So even on a... So I'm the content creator at the Inova Health Institute, so I keep coming back to the practical sort of biological aspect of it. And when you climax, you are releasing a whole lot of energy, you're releasing fluids, you are flushing out your system. It's good, it's organic, it's healthy, it keeps it flowing, it keeps oxygen flowing in those areas, it keeps, you know, the heavy breathing that takes place, you're flushing the body with oxygen, you're sending it to your extremities, and your body then goes into a state of neurogenesis, and you're producing new white blood cells. So you're literally, you know, on a physical level, also recreating yourself. You are making a better version of yourself in the process of making love to yourself.
Yeah. And it becomes one of the most amazing stress releases because of that. Because it puts so many pleasure chemicals into your body, the release of the orgasm is incredibly relaxing, which means all the antidepressants and the tranquilizers and all that other horrendous stuff that people are taking can actually be lessened.
Yeah. You release something called prolactin. Mm. And there have been lower cases of people developing diabetes. The study was done that people who masturbate more regularly generally are better educated.
Yes.
And so highly educated people are very proud of the fact that they take themselves to hand. And they also...
I want to correct it. I read the article you wrote, and you said people that are actually just... not smart, they have a fast, like, it's not necessarily educated. Some people are super bright and they haven't studied. It's about people with, you said something in the article that
savvy.
Yeah, well, people that are just, their brain works faster, they have a, they not necessarily have to be educated. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
yeah.
They found that people who are educated are more happy to discuss it openly.
Okay.
So yes. Obviously,
okay.
There's that aspect. But also, bright people in general just know the benefits. They can sense the benefits. Mm.
I think they also seek it more. That's something that I've noticed with a lot of people. They just, their brain is so fast, they're kind of like, that's one of the activities maybe naturally calms them down.
And there's less stigma. You know more about it. So you know
you're not afraid.
You're not going to go to hell and your hand's not going to develop like that of a gorilla's.
And it's also about treating yourself, actually. You know, turning that session that you have with yourself into a night out. Or, you know, some private personal time for me to get creative with my body.
But that means that you very much have to get out of that goal to do that. You have to be willing to kind of go through that, creating the space. So maybe I'm going to start with this beautiful bath, and maybe I'm going to start touching myself in the bath, and maybe I'm going to go and buy some beautiful feathers that I can stroke my body with. And after the bath, I put some really nice cream or oil on, and then I'll go into this whole kind of beautiful play thing.
Yeah.
And that's really awesome. So, carry on.
No, I was just going to say, it's also a really great way to make sure that you behave yourself on a night out. You know, I mean, a lot of us, myself included, under the influence of alcohol, a lot of the inhibitions fly out the window. And if you are quite virile and warm-blooded, and it's been a while since you got your groove on, your decisions are not going to be as, shall we say, responsible. Whereas if before you go out that night, this is something that I lived in a commune with a whole bunch of guys, and it's something we used to do before going out on a date.
Never go out with a loaded gun,
baby. Exactly. You sort yourself out so that so that when things you can, at least you're not going to get too warm and flustered under the influence. You know, you make a better decision.
Yeah.
Keep it crazy. Yeah. What's that movie with that gorgeous Cameron Diaz? Mad About Mary? What
is something about Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, don't do that. But do something similar. Yeah.
Some gel in your hair.
Yeah. And there's a very interesting thing that the breath does as well. Because one of the things that goes with masturbation is the F word, which is...
What is the F word?
Free toes.
Fantasy. No, free toes are not good. Because, you know, I got... That's it. Crumbs are not really good. It's kind of like sand on the beach, you know? But, you know, when I was a kid, I used to love free toes. And then I bought a packet a while ago. And it took probably about 2 hours before the stain of the stuff would leave my fingers. And I have to tell you, regardless of what the makers of free toes say, they have changed stuff in the chips. Because... You never used to have that like stain from all the colorants and stuff on your fingers.
Masala fingers.
Yeah, whatever it is. So they are not. Yeah, and touching yourself with fingers that have been in chili peppers or jalapenos or chilies or vinegar. Not a good idea.
Barbecue sauce pheromones is not a good idea.
Yes, it feels the same as when you rub your eye after cutting an onion or a chili. It's not good.
Fantasy, for most people, is an integral part of the masturbation experience. Now, the one thing that fantasy does is it often keeps us out of our own bodies. It keeps us out of being fully present into the feelings, the sensations, the emotions. So try this and see how impossible it is for most of us to have a masturbation experience without one fantasy. Ha.
No, it's impossible.
Yes. Now,
absolutely when you impossible. Get into, I'm not even going to try it.
When you get
and
into,
I also
fail.
Feel like that takes all the fun out of it.
Now, when you get into the more conscious and sacred and higher aspects of sexuality, and you are focusing so much during that experience on your breathing, and you get so locked into the sensations in your body, into the feeling, that you actually start becoming aware of the energy and the energy moving, that's when you realize the limitation of fantasy. But you're not going to have that experience every time. And this is one of the cool things that we've all been saying, is that you can have very different self-pleasuring experiences every time.
So sometimes it's just about the sensation. You don't need to have like this whole... You know, Mills and Boone fantasy going on in your brain. Sometimes it's just, I don't know how if women are engineered in the same way, but I know as a guy, as a teenager, you can get an erection just sitting on the bus. Yeah. And doesn't have to be that hot a bus. You
know? Yeah.
And you don't have to have a fetish for buses.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
So tonight, it's just like a quickie because I really want to come and fall asleep.
Yeah.
And that's great. And then I want to spend 2 hours with my favorite porn, playing with myself and watching all my favorite porn scenes. And then tomorrow night, I want to make love to myself. And it's nice and slow and gentle. And then I want to have this energy. Is your hand cramping because of what you've been doing all morning?
Wow.
No, I'm waiting to ask a question.
Then put your hand up. Didn't they teach you that at King David? I tell you, level of education.
No, what
days.
I want to know is about the effects of... Is there such a thing as over-masturbating? And is there such a thing as, does that affect how desensitized you are during sex? Like, could it actually be a problem?
Okay, that's a really good question.
Thank
actually,
you. That's why I was waiting.
That was
with
really
my hand
smart.
In the air.
That's impressive.
Thank you. Your hand was actually down.
You have redeemed yourself.
Thank you.
Okay, so interesting question. And there's not a definitive answer. So on a purely physiological level, when is something too much? When you actually kind of damage your skin, like when you've rubbed your clit to nothing, or the skin on your cock is rubbed absolutely raw, then you know it's too much.
Ow.
And that's why lube helps and is really important.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't swap it up, if you don't get creative and try different angles and techniques, you can develop carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yeah.
Because the body hates to do any... Like you
repetitive.
Get copied, yeah, doing the same repetitive motion. So, you know, change hands, change position, do it on your back, do it on all fours, see what happens.
And oh, because as soon as you do that, then you're allowing for a whole lot of different sensations.
Mm. Yeah.
So we get desensitized quite quickly.
Mm.
And that's the one thing where you know it's become a little bit too much.
Maybe a good tip to start not focusing on the fantasy is to know what gets you going physically, like what feels really good. And then focus on that, really, like, focus on your breath, focus on that wonderful sensation. Just don't even aim for orgasm. Just make love to that moment. Mm. Sounds a lot of, you know.
See where it goes.
Yeah, see where it goes. Because the problem is the fantasy helps us to build. We can feel the ladder. Goes up. And the idea of pleasure is so, you know, it's entwined with the idea of climaxing. And if you take it out, as John T. preaches, by the way, I went to his house and on the door, on the door, you have a big sign saying, get the orgasm out of the equation. So it's like, it's his motto. And so it's it. So if you take the orgasm out, you just explore things. Then there's no pressure. You don't have to go in that ladder up. You can just incline nicely and just check what feels good. And that's a good way to start discovering that body that is sensations that are not in your mind.
And that's one of the things, that's one of the ways that you really, and it's one of the great purposes of this, is you start learning about your own pleasure. But you have to do that with a little bit of consciousness, which says you have to try something different and be aware of how it feels. So there's a sense of curiosity that's really important. And do something, so touch yourself, whether you're a man or a woman, doesn't matter. Touch yourself in one particular way, and then ask, how does this feel? Do it a little bit harder. Do it a little bit faster. Do it a little bit slower. Do it a little bit softer. How do those feel? Because from that, you can actually start to communicate with a lover what you really enjoy.
Mm.
And that's so important.
And there's other areas as well to play with, the perineum and different parts of the body.
Yeah, not just your genitals.
And you don't have to do it on your own as well. Masturbation isn't something you'd have to do by yourself.
It's
you can mutual masturbation.
Awesome thing to share with your partner.
Yeah.
And you can create this partners.
With your friends. I mean
with your family. With your
what?
Well, you guys are weird. You guys are
weird. We just have different categories of friends. That's all.
Beneficial
for some,
friendship.
Yeah, for some of us, friends has a wider description than just...
Shame, I told once my best friend, we are such good friends. Why can't I touch you? And that was the... She's still my best friend.
Oh,
but I don't touch her. She doesn't allow me.
It's also just very safe as well. You know, the chances of being infected by anything via playing with your genitals by yourself, this was like zero. You can't. And then if you do have mutual masturbation with a partner, the chances of a lot of the big infections are minimized if you don't have full-on penetration. So, it's a safer, happy ending.
Mm. Yeah.
So, beautiful thing to do with your partner is to create that as a really awesome experience.
Mm.
create a space for it, candles and flower petals, and a beautiful thing, get enough cushions that you can actually be reclining facing each other, because the visual appeal of this is really important. You really want to see what's going on.
Body is a wonderland.
Yeah. Or you can get one of those tantra chairs.
I have one.
Do you?
I do.
He has a great one. Such a beauty. You can get it everywhere.
Is it inflatable?
Can tell
you
what no, it's
no,
wooden.
No.
And then
this
when
was,
you're
wooden and leather.
Then when your mom comes, you just say, oh, yeah, I got an extra couch.
Yeah. But it looks
seated.
Like that. I mean,
no,
it's so
it's, mom,
comfy
it's good
just
for my
to
lower
sit on
back.
To read or whatever.
It's yeah. By the way, it is. And it's very, it's decorative. It's like beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just say it's my lower back. It's
looks like modern art.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Put unicorns on it and pink hearts maybe to a kind of camouflage. That's another fetish.
Okay. But it's beautiful to watch each other doing that. And the most awesome thing is as you're breathing and communicate with each other, that you actually have the orgasm at the same time. Is really amazing because it creates this amazing intimacy. And that's really beautiful and powerful.
That's always something that fascinated me. I think that can be a show on its own altogether, climaxing at the same time as your partner, because what that means as well is that you're taking this journey, because for some people it's you're taking this journey together, but some people get there first. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
And then you're sort of like standing there, you're like, get there, baby, get there, I'm tired.
I'm enough.
Go, baby.
Go, baby.
Yeah.
Or we're like, we're here together.
Yeah,
know,
that's
great.
That's awesome.
Just spend those 30 seconds.
But you know what?
30 seconds.
30 seconds in 30 heaven.
Seconds?
Oh,
what it takes.
I was like,
so
is that how long
quick?
It takes to get there? I was like, wow, that's quick.
But you just, Bruce, you really, about masturbation and about masturbating together, and that applies to sex as well. Patience.
Yeah.
Is there a target? Is there like a, oh my God,
look,
oh my
we
God.
We have a deadline. We have
yeah,
a deadline.
Yeah, you actually, you're late in like 30 seconds because I need to see
Game
my show.
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
It's a fast deposit. You know,
I don't
but
get
that
it.
That goes down to communication. And then some of those, like a real quick little play together, you touch yourself out and it's just for a few minutes and it builds up some amazing energy. Now we can go out and have this amazing night together. We'll go out for supper with friends or with family and we'll just keep giggling the whole night long. Everybody, what's wrong with you? Nothing.
We've been really naughty.
And that can be a lot of fun. Very cool. Bruce, if people want to find out more about what you do and all the services that you offer, where do they get hold of you?
So if they'd like to know anything more about this particular topic, there's an article currently on healthformen.co.za or the Health for Men Facebook profile. We've got a Facebook profile, so it's health and then the number 4 and then men, and we specialize on sexual health information for MSM. It's men who have sex with men, but you don't have to be a man who has sex with men. You can be a man who has sex in general with anyone they like, and there's still information there for you. And yeah, so, and if they'd like to check, go and chat to somebody, a healthcare provider at one of our Health for Men clinics, they can do that. They go onto healthformen.co.za and they can see where the nearest clinic is to them and they can go and receive free healthcare services.
That is so cool.
That's really
wonderful.
Is so cool.
So I would like to say something, which I don't do very often with people we have on the show. You are welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Oh, yay, he passed the test.
That's
yay.
It. You are welcome.
See you here next week.
Any Friday morning.
Thank you.
You are really well. It's really been very cool having you here.
And we're going to get Bruce to do some sing-prov.
Yes. So that would be fantastic. You are welcome any Friday.
Thanks.
Oh, Claudine missed your masturbation. You promised to Amy. Can you do it again for her to end the show?
Oh, okay, I promised my daughter this. So I've been practicing. Masturbation.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
That's Kermit.
We are turning that into
a musical.
Yes. Musical.
Masturbation. The
by
musical.
Kermit.
And the motto? What?
By Kermit the Frog.
Okay.
Miss Piggy may feature as well.
Let us go back to our dirty dictionary. Vorfreude. Is the joyful and intense anticipation that comes from imagining future pleasure.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
That's beautiful, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Sprickneedlingedy.
Vorsfraude.
Vorfreude.
Freude.
It's obviously German.
V-O-R-F.
Or Dutch.
R-E-U-D-E. No, I'm sure it's German. Freude.
German.
But it's like this anticipation of the amazing pleasure that's going to happen.
Let's get it on.
So just like imagine, the breath comes close to your body before the touch, and you can feel their breath, and you can feel their mouth coming closer and coming closer before the touch on your skin.
Antistha.
Patient.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
That's what it is. So we've done something really special because we had a lot of requests from single people who wanted to come to Mozambique for the Waves of Pleasure retreat. We created 4 places for single people.
That's amazing.
So email me if you want to come by the end of today.
Isn't it going to be like, oh my God, we're all couples?
No, because the whole thing is about sexual energy.
Okay.
How to use sexual energy.
And it may be a really nice opportunity to meet someone as well.
That's it. So 4 places.
Or like-minded people.
Yeah, 4 places available for single people.
It's not a people need to know. It's not about
sex. It's
not
a sexual retreat.
You don't have orgies there.
No. Next time, maybe.
That's a different retreat. It can happen, just not this retreat. Yes.
So that really is.
And it's a safe space.
Really is awesome and beautiful. Guys, this has been pretty fantastic. Thank you all.
You'll we let us know how Mozambique goes. And
of course. Absolutely.
Give us the rundown when we come back for those of us who can't
absolutely.
Be there.
Videos, but none of the people.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. So next up is Casper and the team, and there's a whole lot of people out there, so I think that's going to be pretty cool.
The model.
This has been really awesome. Thank you all. I've had a lot of fun.
We enjoyed it. Thank you, Janti.
Always.
And we wish you all so much pleasure.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.